The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with a couple of old friends who are involved with a company called Idaho North Resources. That would be Mark Fralick and Tom Calicrate. Have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, by the way, I am a shareholder of Idaho North Resources. Earlier this summer, I bought a few shares out of the open market. So I guess I would have to say that this is definitely not investment advice, because it is not. We find this company to be intriguing because it is a U.S.-based and U.S.-registered junior mining company. They are fully reporting with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Mark Fralick, the president of the company, lives in Spokane, Washington, and Tom Calicrate, who is on the technical advisory committee, is headquartered down in Reno, Nevada. Tom, just to give you a little bit of information, a little bit of further information, is he served as a consulting geologist for a whole bunch of major companies: Newmont, Freeport Exploration, FMC Gold, U.S. Borax, etc. So the guy really knows what he's doing. Corey and I, along with Rick Ackerman and Doc, and if I'm not mistaken, Chris Temple, by the way, among others, are going to be heading down to Nevada to look at the various properties that Idaho North is involved with. And I guess the first question that I would want to ask, and I'll direct this towards you, Mark, is that we haven't chatted for a while. What's going on? What have you guys been involved in for the last, let's say, 45 days or so down in Nevada?
Oh, okay. Well, in the last couple of weeks here, we submitted the paperwork over to the BLM there in Nevada under the required, they call it a Notice of Bond Calculations form. Again, purely from a businessman standpoint, it reaffirms my position that if you're going to do mining, or if you're going to be investing into mining companies, Nevada is where it needs to be done. It's the friendly area with throughout the world for mining operations, and I'm just going to throw that in. We filled out a big, heavy five-page of information that they needed, including us as the operator, BLM serial numbers on the individual claim names, and then things that will need to be done for the drill hole locations, description of the work to be performed, any disturbances that we might anticipate, the type of drilling equipment that would be used out there, and then the plans for the reclamation that would be done afterwards if we did anything to roads, trenches, sumps, drill pads, et cetera, and then, you know, clean up around the area. So the BLM will go out there and get a look at what we've got planned, and then we will put up a bond, which will be redeemable if we don't mess anything up, and then we'll proceed to move forward based off of the date that they give us that we be doing some drilling there. And by the way, we've signed some papers with a company called Harris Drilling out of Fallon, Nevada, and they will be the people that will actually go out there and do the drill.
One of the benefits of working in Nevada is actually the BLM's willingness to allow exploration in that area. Al and I work and have worked with a few companies that have done work down in Nevada, and I must say it's no telling that everything moves as smoothly as it seems to, but history has proved that Nevada is a great place to do some work. Tom, I want to ask you about some recent drill holes at Eagleville. Can you give us a rundown of what you're seeing over there?
Sure, Corey. We've had historical drilling on the project. There's been four core holes and four reverse circulation drill holes drilled in the past. All of the holes hit anomalous minerals of gold and silver mineralization. We're now defining this new 14 drill hole program to test the drill targets identified today based on that previous drilling, and then a large number of rock chip samples we've collected over the project, and going to be testing the main high-grade gold and silver quartz veins that had historical production off of. And so what we're doing is chasing and do a fence of drill holes across these parallel veins. There's at least five separate veins that we've identified, and we'll be testing to see the continuation of that mineralization at depth as well as linear directions and see if we can extend that. But at the same time, we're also testing for a larger disseminated gold system that we've identified in a large rock chip sample program that we completed. And so both of those targets are going to be tested probably within, we should have permits approved by the BLM, we anticipate, in about 60 days.
Tom, I got another question for you, and that is, and this is all information that has been released via press releases, et cetera, so it's, you know, we're not looking under the table or anything, but you guys have a pretty interesting situation going on with Coeur d'Alene Mines. Can you talk about that just a little bit? How much of it is public knowledge?
Well, right now we're focused on a central part of Nevada where Coeur wanted a junior company to help in their exploration program to help define, number one, looking for silver systems as well as gold systems. And I had a lot of experience in the past working for Kennecott and several other companies, working the Walker Lane terrain, which is well known for smaller but larger and higher grade deposits in gold and silver. And so we've now have a program. They're going to fund us for 3 years to look for those kind of precious metal systems for them in the Walker Lane area.
It's my understanding Coeur d'Alene Mines owns roughly 20% of Idaho North.
Correct. I think they're sitting at about 17% of our company, and you know, that's a great backing for us, and puts a lot of trust in Idaho North to be able to help them in their overall exploration program in Nevada to find them the world-class silver and gold deposits they're wanting to discover.
Having a partner like Coeur really helps move a company forward and actually helps sustain a company, too. We know that it's a tough market. Having Coeur with you guys is a good sign. Mark, we don't have much time left. Can you quickly touch on some other properties in the company that could be moving Idaho North forward?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd actually like to defer that over to Tom, because Tom's the guy that's the feet on the ground out there in Nevada, and probably can define that a little bit better than I can.
You're on,
yeah,
Thomas.
Yeah, boy. Sure. What we're focusing on right now is the issue that's coming up with a lot of the junior companies right now. A lot of them are sitting on some very good advanced stage projects that they don't have the funds to move forward. So in addition to working at on the Eagleville project that we own 100%, we're looking at other acquisitions either through open ground. As you know, in August, end of August, everybody has to file on their to the BLM with their files, their claims to maintain the ownership and control of those mineral rights. We think this year several of those juniors are going to drop or scale back a lot of their claim blocks. So we have two programs. One's looking at open ground staking properties that have good potential. And at the same time, we're always looking for a major resource acquisition that several companies are sitting on these days, and they all don't have the funds to continue with them. So we're hoping to either joint venture with them, purchase them outright, or and acquire them through other means if we need to. That would really advance the company if we get a large resource property underneath our belt.
Okay, there you have it, Idaho North Resources. We are not suggesting you buy the stock. We're not suggesting you sell it. And please keep in mind, I did buy shares in this company out of the open market after I announced 3 days prior to that purchase that I was going to do that. Want more information? Click on their banner.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Continuing with the second hour of the weekend edition, Corey and I are chatting right now with Dan Oliver. You know, Dan, the question that I have right now is that this past week has been very interesting in the conventional markets. You know, in spite of some good news that came out starting on Wednesday, followed up by some good news on Thursday, followed up yesterday, Friday, by, you know, what I would have to call, you know, as an interesting jobs report. Numbers weren't particularly good, but the market didn't really seem to buy the positive volume vibes that were coming out, at least in the press, starting on about Wednesday. Why do you think that is?
Well, yeah, I think you've got to remember the fact that the market is driven basically by credit. And the way it works is, you know, when someone goes buys a stock, often they finance it with a margin loan, for example. And then when the stock goes up, what happens is they get more credit. So they can borrow more money and then use the more money to buy more stocks. And so the stocks go up again. And so the banks create these positive feedback loops in the assets that they finance. Now, with housing, which is how this played out in the last decade, it takes a long time to buy a house. It goes up in price. You've got to buy another one. There's some friction there. Whereas in the stock market, it happens almost immediately. You know, the market goes up and you get the credit the next day or even you know, instantaneously. And so I think investors should keep in mind that dynamic, because as powerful as it is going to the upside, it's equally or more powerful on the downside, where when markets finally fall and someone gets a margin call and they get to sell more stock to meet the margin call, and that pushes the stock down more. So I think looking at the economic figures in the economy may not be the best way to judge how the market is going to do. I mean, I don't think the market has reflected the state of the economy. The economy isn't that great, and the market has been surging. So I don't think the market is going to respond necessarily to minute reports on how the economy is doing. It's more about the credit worthiness of the banks.
Dan, focusing on the credit that is in the system right now, the Fed is pretty much committed to keeping interest rates low for, I believe their words were, a significant time past the end of QE, which means to me that this free-flowing credit will continue for a long time. We did see the market come down a little bit today. Do you think people are simply just shifting their money out of the market and into other assets?
Again, the way the credit creation process works is, you know, often the market goes down, the money is not leaving, it's actually being destroyed. And that's the secret to the fractional reserve banking system, is that the banking system itself creates and destroys money. In terms of the Fed actions, I mean, they are tapering, obviously, and the question is that neutral or is it tightening? And to the extent that the economy is relying on this money printing to keep going, then if you print less money, that is in fact tightening. And, you know, the problem the Fed is facing is that because they've intervened in the economy so much, the economy has this huge miscoordination problem. I mean, free markets coordinate assets and unfree markets don't. And so that's why you get data like the ISM manufacturing today surged to three-year highs, but construction spending plunged more than most in 3 years at the same time. So why is that? And it's because the economy isn't very efficient at the moment at allocating resources because of all the government intervention. So I think what's going to happen is, you know, we see inflation really starting to take off, especially in food prices, where it hits consumers the most. And, you know, recently, I think Kraft reported its numbers yesterday, and you read the press release, and all over the place is blaming higher commodity prices on the fact they had to raise prices. And then, of course, when they raise prices, consumers don't buy as much because they're getting squeezed. And restaurant chains are reporting the same thing. So the Fed's going to be faced with this problem of wanting to tighten, and some members of the Fed, as you know, want to tighten sooner, I mean, as soon as this year, the end of this year, because of the inflation problems. And others look at the employment situation and other data, and they say the economy is still weak. And this is sort of, to me, the definition of stagflation. This is what happened in the 70s, where the economy was weak, but prices are going up. And so what is the poor Federal Reserve to do? And I think that's what the Fed has to figure out, and the markets are trying to second guess, you know, how they're going to play that as well.
I think the biggest issue here is simply the Fed has their hands tied right now. They're stuck in a bad position where they don't want to raise rates because, of course, that'll put so many people underwater because they can't essentially pay back what they have because everything is in the market. However, they will need to raise rates at some time, and I don't think that this will be good no matter what.
This is the box that the Fed was in the 70s. I think that they haven't figured out yet, but they're going to discover they're in the same box now. But there's a big difference between now and the 70s, and that is, you know, as we all know, Volcker jacked rates up to 21% to kill inflation in 1980. And the Fed simply cannot do that this time. And the reason is that the total debt-to-GDP ratio in 1980 was around 150%. And today, depending on how you measure it, it's north of 350%. So the point is that if the Fed starts to raise rates too aggressively to rein in inflation, you're going to see a huge financial crash from the China banking system, from all these massive leveraged banks from the government that can't possibly pay interest on the $17 trillion of debt if the interest rate were to go to market. I mean, they can do it now because the interest rate's near zero, but if rates go up, then there aren't simply aren't enough tax revenues or even potential tax revenues to cover that. So this is precisely why, you know, I think the gold markets are so interesting right now, because gold does very well when you have monetary chaos and when you have the Fed screwing around with the monetary system. And they're good. You know, right now, I think a lot of the mainstream people, if you listen to Bloomberg or CNBC, you know, they think that the crisis is over, we're out of the woods. But, of course, that's absolute nonsense. I mean, the rates persist at 0%, and there's nothing normal about that. And the real question is, you know, what is going to happen when inflation kicks up enough that the Fed has to raise rates to all the debt? And that is what gold investors have been concerned about for a very long time. And it's been a long, painful wait for the last 3 years, certainly. But I think that the data continues to confirm that we're approaching that inflection point where the reasons to hold gold and gold investments are going to become so manifest that it won't matter what the institutional investors say, the prices will have to go up.
Dan, I think the one related aspect to this is what's going on outside of our borders, too, because we're seeing all kinds of other countries and some of the other so-called superpowers also keep their rates so low. I personally don't think the U.S. will do anything before any of these other countries. What are some of your comments on this?
It's certainly true. The EU has you know, different intractable problems than the U.S. does. But it is important to keep in mind that you know, ever since Bretton Woods, officially or unofficially, foreign central banks have kept dollars as their primary reserve. So you know, what the U.S. does directly affects these other countries in terms of what they have to do. And this is what China's figuring out, too, is that you know, our stimulus went straight to China and their credit bubble got much worse as well. So, you know, the world economy is, of course, interrelated. You do have these black swans out there like Japan or other places that could blow up at any moment. And that just adds to the risks of markets here.
And that's why I think the whole economic system, especially in terms of markets, is on shaky ground. We are essentially left with cheap credit that cannot be serviced by the people who are taking it. And that's what I believe is going to continue to fuel the markets. And even if the Fed continues tapering, I really think that the true form of QE is this cheap money that they give to the big players in the markets and allow them to run these markets higher to a level that we've never seen before. And we don't know how long it can be sustained. But I think the fact of the matter is, and we all agree on that, is that when something bad starts to happen and the markets start to fall hard, these margin calls are going to happen and it's only going to get worse out there. Dan, it's always great chatting with you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Dan Oliver is a very, very interesting man. Great to have him on the show on pretty much a regular basis. It's insights coming from people like that are I think, very valuable to both Corey and I and also to listeners. Peter Bookvar falls definitely into that same category. We were chatting a little bit off mic, and Peter was saying that he thinks one of the greatest risks to the markets right now is Fed Chairman Janet Yellen, in the sense that we are seeing lower asset prices right now because the Fed really is not facing up to the reality of the economic situation in the United States. I personally agree with that. Peter, can you elaborate?
Yes. Okay, so let's focus on the Fed's two, obviously, congressional clear mandates, that being maximum employment and stable prices. And this does not go to how well or strong, you know, weak or strong the economy is, but let's focus on those two. The unemployment rate has fallen from 7.9% in December 2012 down to 6.2% today. That's on average about a tenth a month, give or take. Based on that trajectory, we're going to hit around a 5.5% unemployment rate by year end. In the Fed's forecast, at their last forecasting meeting in June, they said the unemployment rate would be between 5.4 and 5.8 or 9% by year end 2015. Their year-end 2015 inflation target is between 1.7% and 2%. Well, we're basically at 1.7%. So I say the reality of the data is moving a lot faster than the Fed originally forecasted. Therefore, their policy of zero interest rates is becoming wholly inappropriate to the current environment. Now, all I'm saying is that the inflation pressures in the labor market continue to point in one direction. That doesn't mean the U.S. economy is going to all of a sudden accelerate because productivity growth is really slow. But it means that Fed policy of still printing money, even though it's obviously ending in the next couple of months, of having zero interest rates, and maintaining a quintupling of their balance sheet is way out of whack with reality. And that here we are, the U.S. economy, $17 trillion plus, that still for the sixth year in a row has zero interest rates. And I understand the Fed's perspective in that they're afraid to disrupt things, but the longer they wait in normalizing policy, the worse off this is all going to be. And just one last point before I go into the next question. There's this belief on the part of the Keynesians that low rates good, high rates bad. And all we have to do is look in the housing market right now that turns that on its head. We have the first-time home buyer that has essentially disappeared from the housing market. Historically, they make up 40% of existing home sales. They're down to 28%. And why? Well, yes, lending standards are tough, but they've also been priced out of the housing market. So in the Fed's infinite wisdom to try to goose the housing market through zero interest rates and cheap money, which then, of course, brought in private equity, has caused such dramatic price increases that the first-time home buyer can't afford to buy a home. So that's to the point that lower interest rates are not always good, and the high interest rates or higher interest rates is not always bad.
Peter, I think that every one of our listeners would agree that the Fed is absolutely setting us up for a more severe and drastic correction than we could have ever imagined. The fact of the matter is we just don't quite know when this will happen. However, we are starting to see some shifts in the market that are leading at least you to believe that the market's starting to realize that as QE is tapered and as the Fed, I believe, is getting even further behind the curve, that prices, at least for stocks, will continue to correct. You want to elaborate on that for us?
Sure. And we started seeing holes in this market back in early part of the year. We know that obviously the market generally went through a correction, but biotech stocks peaked out on February 25th. Social media stocks peaked out a week later. Russell 2000 also peaked out in early March. The mid-cap index peaked out first week of July. This past week, I want to add, the high-yield bond market, as measured through the ETFs like HYG, for example, that tapped out on June 25th. The lead-up to yesterday's 300-plus point climb, followed up by today, the underpinnings of this market were slowly going away one by one. And as I said before, this is no coincidence that a $1 trillion QE program is about to end. And it's very easy for bulls to say, oh, QE's great, we love it, the Fed has our back, but then ignore when that goes away. And when QE's on, the Yellen Bernanke put is at the money. When QE was going off and potentially a further reduction in accommodation, that put is way out of the money. And I think investors are beginning to realize that we've pushed the valuations in a variety of asset classes to such an extent that all you need is a slight change in sentiment towards the Fed and a rise in rates, and that changes everything. And I'm not talking about a rise in like long-term rates because we've seen a flattening of the curve. I'm talking about the two-year note yield, which got a respite today on the payroll number, and it's down to 47 basis points. But early part of the week, it touched 57 basis points, which was the highest level since 2011 and are near tripling since May of 2013 when Bernanke uttered the possibility of tapering.
Now, Peter, what about the argument of the game of low interest rates and money printing is simply a competitive game with other countries around the world? And as, say, China continues to peg their currency and as Europe continues to hold their rates low, why would the U.S. or the Fed, for that matter, raise rates before other countries are forced to?
Well, the Fed is the first one to tell you that they conduct policy to what's appropriate to the U.S. And while we all know that when you are the central bank of the world's reserve currency, what you do has ripple effects everywhere, the Fed is going to adjust policy to what's going on here. And just as the Bank of England is going to do, the Bank of England will be raising rates sometime this fall. And while they all want to do this in a very methodical way, because every central banker fears the monster they've created and only want to reduce policy in a very slow way, there's going to be some central banks that pull back, and there are going to be others that want to put the pedal to the metal. But I think generally speaking, the Fed is the monster in that room, and what they do is going to matter the most. So when you have European sovereign bond yields at multi-century lows, well, the ECB can keep putting the pedal to the metal, but if Fed starts to back off, well, investors everywhere are going to reassess valuations and reassess the risk they want to take, because the grab for yield is not just predicated on one particular central bank when investors have choices around the world to invest in.
Investors around the world do obviously have choice. I just want to get a quick opinion from you. Geopolitical events right now are pretty crazy. How do you feel that they are perhaps affecting the conventional markets in the United States right now?
Well, it is because there's no such thing as escape velocity right now. Therefore, economies are subject to, or I should say vulnerable to, geopolitical events that have economic impacts. If Ukraine and Russia was just a geopolitical situation, I would say it wouldn't matter. But there are obviously economic implications now that the Russian economy, which is the eighth largest in the world, is now impacting business of European companies that do business, that trade with Russia. And we're talking about a European economy that was, from a growth perspective, was tenuous to begin with. And the last thing it needs is their one of their biggest trading partners to all of a sudden falter. And that therefore circles to us. So yes, it's important, and yes, it matters, but to me, Janet Yellen and the Fed remain the biggest risk to markets. And while it's not good to see what's going on in Europe, investors really should be focusing more on what the Fed does from here more than anything else.
I happen to agree with that. I think that's a really good point. I agree also wholeheartedly that the fall that the United States is going to take economically ultimately will be really, really substantial. And I wish they had dealt with this much earlier in the game, but the fact of the matter is they didn't. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition, Corey and I have a panel of experts with us, two individuals, Jay Taylor, certainly an expert, Gary Savage, getting to be one of the most popular guests on our site, I have to say. Got some weekending commentary on the markets this week. I have to say, Jay and Gary, that in spite of a lot of the positive numbers that came out from the government, the statistics, the markets didn't buy it. They didn't buy it particularly on Wednesday. They certainly didn't buy it at all on Thursday, and the way the market closed today, obviously the markets aren't buying it today either. Jay, just talking about the conventional markets first, how do you explain that?
Well, I think the conventional markets have been good for all the wrong reasons, because they're artificial. I think the equity markets have been driven by extremely low interest rates and monetary accommodation that's been available to the casino players to bid up the price of stocks, and it's been quite a party. The problem is that the general economy is not very good. We have a little bit of, well, if you can believe the government's numbers, some upside numbers recently that look good. Number of people employed in the labor market, some strength and so forth. But if you step back and take a look at the bigger picture, this equity market is already some 61 or 62 months old versus an average of 55 months. And, you know, normally when you have this kind of a market, this kind of a bull market, in the later stages you have an economy that's getting very strong, too strong. But that isn't the case. We still have 68.5 million breadwinners now. It's down 5% from 2008. You know, there's just number after number. Real median family income is $53,000. That's down 6% since 2008. There's just a whole lot of statistics like that that suggest the economy isn't there. I do think also that weighing on the stock market could be the problems with Russia that we're having now. The sanctions are starting to bite into some of the corporate cash flows and profits, according to what I'm reading. I just think this is, you know, it's long in the tooth, this equity market, and we haven't had the underlying growth to support it. It's been a sort of bad news is good news is bad news scenario. So when the economy starts to show some signs, and to the extent people really believe that Janet Yellen will taper, I'm not convinced that she has or will. then interest rates start going up. And how in God's name is this economy going to be able to handle higher interest rates given the enormous amount of debt that was put into the system to try to, quote unquote, fix things, as the Keynesians have tried to do? So I just think that the fundamentals have never supported this market. We've never really come out of the recession. If you really look at if you look at the true cost of staying alive, if that were the measure for inflation, then we would be closer to 7, 8, 9%, as John Williams suggests, which then would mean that the real economy has continued to shrink, not grow. And there's so many statistics that would seem to support that. I just think it's a case of a market that is tired, it's overextended, its PE ratios are very high. The PE ratios have been enhanced by a lot of cheap money that's used to buy back shares. So I think we're well on our way possibly to a correction, perhaps a bear market. I don't know if it's going to bite us right now or if we've got a little time yet, but I think certainly somewhere in the not too distant future, we're going to see a major decline in the equity market, in my view.
Gary, I think this was quite a big week for the markets. You look at the Dow, and the Dow was down almost 500 points this week, and that's after the Fed came out and continued their taper and said that everything was going pretty well according to plan, minus some slack in the job market. Looking at some of your technicals and actually touching on this plunge protection team that we've chatted about in the past, do you think that they've lost all power to keep these markets propped up?
Oh, not yet, I don't. I'm in complete agreement with Jay. This is a completely artificial market. But the Fed has printed $14 trillion to manufacture this market. And if you think they're going to stand on the sidelines and watch it crumble, you know, I got some oceanfront property to sell you here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, I got some, and I got some in Arizona, too.
So on a purely cyclical basis, I'm going to tell you right now that this is not the end of the bull market, not yet. We may be getting close, but this is not it. And here's why. In order for a bear market to start, an intermediate degree correction has to drop below the previous intermediate degree correction. Now, for the S&P, that means a move below 1740. So this particular intermediate cycle is on week, I believe it's week 26. Bear markets don't start with an intermediate cycle topping on week 26. Week 26 means that this correction is going to be very short because it's very, very late in not only the intermediate cycle but also the daily cycle. And that means there's just not enough time for this thing to drop for a long ways, especially not enough time for it to drop below 1740. I'm going to say that this correction is going to be over in 3 to 5 days, mm-hmm. and then we're going back up. Now, for a bear market to start, what we needed was for this intermediate cycle to top on, let's say, week 6 or week 8. We didn't do that. It made it all the way into week 26. If the market had topped on week 6 or week 8, then we would have a lot of weeks ahead of us for the market to move down. The odds would be very high that it would have moved below that 1740 level. And once you start getting intermediate degree lower lows, then you can say that we got a bear market that started. But this correction is coming way too late in the intermediate cycle. This is just a profit-taking event. We got very close to that 2,000 mark that I've been talking about, that the market was not going to go above that. Wednesday was the excuse for hedge funds to, you know, say, to just go ahead and lock in those profits. And a lot of them did it, obviously. And so it creates a snowball effect. Selling begets selling. And then the analysts start to try and find reasons for why this is happening, when the real reason is it's just a normal profit-taking event. The market was never going to go above 2,000, maybe marginally, but it was never going to make a sustained move above 2,000. So every hedge fund in the world was looking for some point or some trigger to take profits on what has been a really big move out of that February intermediate bottom. And that's what's happening. And the same thing is happening in oil. There's no fundamental reason. Oil is not broken. It's just having a normal profit-taking event. And it's been exacerbated a little bit by the stock market decline here. And it probably has a little bit further to go. But both of these markets are going to bottom quickly, like I said, within 3 to 5 days for stocks, and I imagine oil will bottom right along with the stock market. And then they're both going back up, and I expect both will make new highs, although I do expect more out of oil than I do the stock market. Now, the next intermediate cycle, we have a chance for the stock market to top and go into a bear market. If that intermediate cycle can top, like I said, within like maybe on week 6 to week 8, then we would have a shot of stocks going down and falling below this impending intermediate cycle low, and that would signal a bear market. But this decline is coming way, way too late in the intermediate cycle for this to signal the start of a bear market.
Well, guys, all I can say is that we all know that these markets are completely propped up on Fed money being injected in, as well as low interest rates. And the guys that are making money out there are the big players in the industry. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And the more we hear and read about retail investors slowly getting suckered into these markets, that's when I think we'll have the true top. But until then, Gary, I'm kind of with you that I think that this correction this week will rebound back quite quickly. Guys, let's get very, very quick comments on gold. Jay, how's it sitting for you at the end of the week?
Well, I think gold is, we're getting very near a turn on gold. I don't know exactly. I think by the end of September or so, we will have seen it bottomed. I'm depending on the work of Charles Nanner for that as much as anybody, and a couple of other analysts that I follow, technical analysts, but who knows? You talk about rigged markets, it's hard to say, but that's the way I see it.
And I would agree. The gold market is the most rigged market in the world. So at this point, I need to see a higher high and proof that the fundamentals have regained control of pricing and that the pricing is not being dictated simply by these people that are controlling the paper market. So until I see a higher high above, let's say, 1326, gold is in, prove it to me, state. So I'm on the sidelines until I see that.
Take a look at our blog, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I want you to do that is we had a very, very interesting comment and very interesting discussion on our blog about the Israeli situation. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.